And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, May 21st.
You're doing it wrong, right?
2011. It is the six-minute episode. I'm Scott.
I'm James.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Matt.
And I'm RJ.
Dennis is not here with us tonight. He will be back next episode, or he'll make it when he can make it. By the way, did you notice, even though we changed our setting, that we all sat in the same basic positioning?
Yeah.
That we do.
I did not notice that until you brought that up.
Yeah, early on this episode, you're going to find out why that is, that we are recording on a Saturday, and how all that fits into everything else. Also in this episode, the 360 replacement offer going on from Microsoft. We discuss Portal 2 as much as we can without rehashing
the entire
two hours that we did last time. We also go over the Deus Ex preview from Rock, Paper, Shotgun. Kotaku leaking info from Modern Warfare 3, and if that is a wrong or right thing to do, we kind of discuss that. Also, Witcher 2 is not necessarily discussed as much as we want to discuss Witcher 2. But we hope you're enjoying playing it, because none of us are currently. We go over the PSN outage and how it affected you, Project Cafe, Nintendo's new console, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and Revelations, or Convolutions. L.A. Noire is discussed, possible spoilers at the very beginning of the game, the tutorial stuff.
Nobody,
You really the should not care about anything
but
we
don't,
spoil.
Right, but don't worry about that. So
we're pretty good at playing the, hide the spoilers.
Yeah, we go over
it. But even among us, there's a couple of us that are no more than an hour and a half into the game.
Yeah.
And we go over the source engine courtesy of your emails. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can. Our email is everyone at ingamechat.net. Twitter account at ingamechat. You can call us 2017-INGAME. You can visit us on Colony of Gamers forums if you'd like to as well. But even above calling us, you can now send us messages over the PlayStation Network. Or you can send us messages over Xbox Live. And Xbox Live obviously provides for video messaging, so you can do that as well. We can respond to those. We'll play those on the air, and we can respond to those now, too. So a lot of changes coming, and we will tell you about them as they happen. So thanks for listening and sticking with us, and enjoy the show.
It's not very good. Turned everything else. But it just means that your PSP isn't...
There's a new 360 update. Dashboard update. Some people have gotten it, some people haven't. They're going to push it out over the next week.
I haven't done it yet.
It will do a DVD drive firmware update.
Yeah, I saw all this.
You saw about that?
Yeah. Right? Okay. That's breaking. It's breaking a number of
older
drives.
Yeah.
Mm. All drives are getting
some. Old
ones. Yeah, there's some.
I haven't heard about specifically which ones, but the thing is that apparently it's supporting a new disk format that can hold an extra gigabyte of data.
Mm-hmm.
And they say if it fucks your drive, they'll replace your unit with like a brand new Slim.
You get a 360 Slim.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty good deal.
I
hope it bricks one of my 360s.
Well, they also made a point of saying that this is something that they can essentially predict based on your hardware profile. So they've made a huge effort to tell people in advance, we're going to break your shit.
Don't worry.
Get in touch with us and you'll get a new shit. Wow. So a lot of... I'm guessing that a significant number of the people who are affected should already know.
Because now I'm thinking, they're clearly in a better position than they were when, they were having to replace a bunch of Red Ring of Death 360s. Because that set them back. If they're willing to, do an update that kills a bunch of 360s that they know they'll have to replace, then,
I'm sure that had they not gone through the issue with the Red Ring, they would be replacing more. That those are...
Yeah, that's
those
true.
Those are all drives.
Old ones have already bit it.
I don't know. Might be a wash anyway, depending on how you look at it.
I can't remember how old mine is.
It's got age on it, doesn't it?
It does. I can find out.
When did you get it?
I can't remember.
Well, you got a launch version. But it died.
No. My launch version is in the box in the next room.
Yeah, it died.
Yeah. Because you fixed it, and then it died.
And then it died again.
Although, I got another year, I think, out of it. Maybe another year and a half.
That's good.
After you fixed it, so.
Mind if I take a look?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know how easy it is to maneuver, because I think we got those cords pretty tight in the back.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, that was a 2008 360 that I bought. So that drive should be good, you think?
Yep.
Crap, I got my new one right like the week before they put out the Slim.
Oh, that should be fine, too.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You're just not cool because you don't have
you just want Slim.
Too bad.
Yeah, well.
The benefit isn't the Slim. The one they're selling, or the one they're replacing bricked units with is, well, bricked units, but whatever. Castrated units with is, what, it's got it doesn't have the big hard drive on it? Isn't the new version they're sending out to people who's...
Oh, it's the 4 gig, isn't it?
No. The 4
is
gig.
Is not?
No, the big hard drive.
Oh, they're sending the one with the big hard drive?
So
the 250?
It was a question. I'm pretty sure it's the 250.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Wouldn't they just send them one that doesn't have a hard drive at
no.
all?
No.
No, because the Slim is a different hard drive form factor.
It's got a different...
Yeah.
I think...
That's right, it does. Yeah.
Will not fit.
Oh, I hope it breaks one of mine.
I know, 250, mm-hmm. right? Like... I don't even know what to do with that.
Plus, you know, the internal wireless is also nice.
I don't know. I don't really care. I don't have any issues with mine. I don't keep enough games installed at any one point in time for it to matter. I don't keep any media installed on my drive at all.
I used to have a lot of video files, but I just went through and just got rid of them.
Don't do anything with it. Much at all, actually. This is a lot better than the chairs in the studio. I approve of this.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like this much better. I'm in my goddamn pajamas for fuck's sake.
I approve of that. I think it needs some adjustments.
It does.
I don't think this is entirely foul, the way that this angle. I like the concept of... Really, I like your TVs right there.
Yeah.
And if we can't figure out something to do with that, then we're fucking stupid. Then we're stupider than we normally are. You need to... I don't know. This is not exactly what I've always considered to be a recording atmosphere. But the point is, for anybody who's listening, that we're not going to be recording at our last location anymore. And it's not even because we were threatened, which is why we can't record at the other place anymore. We left more or less voluntarily, which is unusual for us.
Are we ever going to go into that?
Well, we left to the other place.
No, it's funnier this way.
We left the other place voluntarily until we were thrown out.
All right.
Oh, I got more.
Previously on in-game chat.
So you guys heard our last episode, right? That 4-hour Portal 2 thing, it was awesome.
Oh, my God. Let me just go ahead and explain.
What happened to that?
Go fuck yourself. I checked everything a person could possibly check. Thank you very much to everybody who sent in advice on how to fix this. I still don't know 100% what happened. A, I use a Mac, so a lot of the advice was pointless.
Yeah.
B, it was not lost during recording. It was actually lost because of a problem with my OS. Every individual file on my desktop, in my desktop environment on the Mac, was destroyed utterly.
It was raptured.
Yes, it was raptured. So clearly it was a really good show.
Finally, we're on time with something once.
fucking 4 hours of shit. It was our entire Portal 2 discussion. And that was only like 2 hours.
A good discussion, I thought.
I will say this. It was 4 hours of really quality shit. It was really good. I thought we did a really good job. We had a lot of good emails and comments.
God, now they're gonna hate it's gone even more. We should just tell them it was a shitty show, so you're glad it's
No, I'm not gonna do that because it was almost entirely my fault. It was and this is even worse as an IT professional. And it was backed up nowhere. There was no secondary storage. I didn't even have because it's so hard for me to get my thumb drive out and plug it in and move it over and back it up. Because that's so fucking hard. And I didn't do it. I didn't have it backed up on my work drive. Like, nothing. Because I'm a fucking tool. And it was gone. So, it's gone, you know? And what that means is, A, an enormous gap in how long it's been before you've heard another show, and we're going to try to put this out absolutely as fast as possible. Like, I would like this out Monday. That's my goal. B, we wanted to try to recreate some of that, but we had to wait to get everybody together again. And the fact of the matter is, we're not going to recreate that discussion. We're not even going to try. There's really no way. Portal 2 is so much old news now. I mean, I know you guys still would like to hear what we have to say about it, but we can't really muster the same sort of enthusiasm or frustration or anything about it. I can't even believe that I have to talk about Portal 2 again. I don't even care anymore. It's been that long, you know?
Just imagine, and everybody who probably listens has experienced this, having to replay a section because of no fault of your own. You have to replay whatever section. You don't go through it like you did before. I mean, you do the correct things, but
your heart's not in it.
It's missing that first time experience, I guess. You just can't recreate that. You're just like, look, I just want to get to where my last save point was that it ate, or whatever the case. Let me just get there.
Phone it in.
Well, so, think about the tragedy of having to, you know, I would love to play Mass Effect 3 on the PC. But goddamn it, I seriously have to play Mass Effect 1 and 2 again to have a natural save import. It's that kind of thing. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I can't bear it. The best I can think of is that each of us just approaches the concept of at least Portal 2. And I'm very sorry about everybody sending emails and comments and stuff.
Those are gone too.
They're gone, and really they were for the most part so timely that I'm sorry. It is entirely my fault. So for not getting it out sooner. And we had a great idea. It was 4 hours, but we were going to get... And this was... You have no idea how good we were being.
Yeah, yeah.
We were excellent podcast
hosts. We were going to get, like, the first half of that out, like, at the beginning of the week, and release an app. And then at the beginning of the next week, there was going to be another episode. So then we'd record and have another one out. And it would have just been bam, bam, bam. It all been timely. You wouldn't have had to gone a long time without having to listen to the show. But... Yeah.
As it is, I only made the situation worse. I apologize. I don't know what to do other than produce a fucking podcast about Christ knows what at this point. But here we are. We've also changed location. It's going to make things different. I mean, the sound of the podcast is going to be different because we're recording in a different place. We're actually at Scott's house. You know, we're sort of sorry.
Just give us a bit. We're going to work out these kinks.
Yeah.
Suggestions as always if you want when we're in an experimental phase.
Any kind of input, either good or bad.
But you know, we're in Scott's house, which means we have free reign. We have better internet connection. We've got his television. We have his living room. We could set up a webcam.
Alcohol.
Might go back to doing stuff. We had alcohol before.
Not as readily available.
No. Yeah, we could do that. Hey, what the fuck do you think about Portal 2?
I wanted that last goddamn potato.
That's what you want.
Oh, yeah. That's really the only important thing about that.
Do you know how you could have gotten that potato?
Yeah.
Not been such a goddamn Johnny come lately to the whole thing?
Yeah.
You were a real, like, 11th hour Fairweather Johnson potato fiend.
Yeah. You started at what time that afternoon?
11 and a half hour.
Five?
I don't know. As soon as I got home from work. You know.
It took you too long to talk yourself into it. That's the problem.
That was the problem.
Now, as soon as you got home from work, did you buy the potato sack right then, or did you...
Well, I did it over the course of, like, two or three days.
Okay.
Like, I would grind on it when I was at home and get a few, and, like...
Well, when did you buy the pack?
The pack? It was 2 or 3 days before the launch.
The Friday or the Saturday? Because they announced the second countdown, the potato sack gimmick... Hook, lie,
right.
Thing.
On Friday.
It was after that.
Okay. Yeah, so you bought it that weekend.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. I think I remember we were at work on a Friday, and we sat there, mouths open, countdown went down, and tried to figure out what the hell we were looking at. And then we were like, it's this thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I saw you on... online.
Yeah, I think it was the next day that I bought it.
Playing things.
Yeah.
And then on Monday we talked about it.
Yeah.
And we're like,
that's
yeah,
what
we're going to get it.
I finally talked myself into buying
early.
It. And,
I
was 20 minutes away from getting my last potato.
Yeah, and that's all you wanted. You wanted the potatoes. I don't... Yeah. At a certain point, it would become less about...
I knew it wasn't for me about, like, releasing the game.
Exactly.
You know?
In which game?
I bought the pack because it was a brilliant deal and I wanted a lot of the games
in it.
It's
fine, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
He And see, the thing is, you were taking shortcuts.
I was taking every shortcut I could find.
And he gambled on a shortcut in Justine.
Oh, Amnesia. No, yeah, no.
And it didn't work out. So, which, that's the only one I bought.
Yeah.
That is the only one. It was the only one I had been interested in previously. Very much up my alley. And very much representative of what we've all said we want from indie PC gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can craft something of that magnitude and that nature
mm-hmm.
as part of the indie scene, then
just to say, it wasn't the shortcut that was my downfall. It was when I started that last one, that last potato.
But I mean, it didn't work for you, though.
I would not have had time to complete it either way, basically. Yeah.
Did you get Amnesia?
I think that's just a story you're telling.
No, it's not.
I know. It helps.
It doesn't help.
Did you get Amnesia before the whole potato thing, or did you get it after the potatoes were announced?
I honestly do not. I think I probably did it after, over the weekend.
You did it after.
I think you did it after.
Did it after.
But it wasn't in any effort to do, like, it was just,
right.
I went looking through a list of what people were saying about the various games, and I was like,
out of them all, Amnesia was up his alley the most.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. So I bought into that. And
I got it before.
Doesn't make you better.
No,
or not gay.
Before,
whatever.
I thought it was fun when you told me that you kept checking my staff page.
Oh yeah, well, I popped in Defense Grid and started playing some of that.
Well, like everything.
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes how he knows where people are and stuff, but he fucking does that shit, man. He watches what other people are doing.
We got my friends list up on the PS3 right now, watching what people are doing.
Well, I mean, you watch people's trophies, you compare achievements, you
which is tougher on the PS3 than it is on the 360, because you were playing L.A. Noire, Matt, and I tried to check on your stuff, and it's like, nah, he hadn't done any of this shit. Clearly, you had.
Yeah, I'm like 30% trophies.
Because I can tell from the date that you got the trophy.
Yeah.
But it hadn't updated, or I don't know how that shit works. I just know it's instant on the fucking 360, and I guess on Steam.
Could that have something to do with the network being wonky?
No. This is
just in general.
Because this used to happen with the Batman shit. Because I remember with the Batman stuff, you're like, or Jeremy or somebody, I can't remember who it was, but was talking about how far they were, and I'm like, your trophies say otherwise, sir, but, you know, that's just because it hadn't updated, so. Who is online right now? Let's see. Anybody who listens to the show? Not a one.
Oh man,
it's a PS3 though.
It is. I can switch over to 360 and see if anybody's on.
Call them out on it.
That's a thing to do. I'm just saying, Friday evenings is when we'll be or Saturday evenings. Sorry.
Yeah.
When we'll be recording.
Keep drinking.
I'm out.
Don't mind if I do.
I need to borrow some ears. So in a minute, I'll get to that. Saturday evening. So if you want to log on to either the PSN, assuming no further backsliding on behalf of Sony, or on the 360, that would be an excellent way to send us
messages
and questions. God damn it, you could send us a video message. You could probably even
we
could figure out a way to do video chat.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's fun.
World of possibilities.
So consider the concept of, now, I want to point out, we are in,
roughly around, what, 5,
at,
6?
At or around 5 p.m. Saturdays.
Central time.
Central time. Here in the Americas. So, think about that.
Yeah.
Every other Saturday, I should say. That's the ideal, right?
Yeah, every other Saturday.
I'm sure, like, we'll, you know, if you follow us on Twitter, we'll, like, you know, tweet, you know.
Yeah, we'll try to get back together. We'll try to remember how to do this again. What are you talking about?
Just
doesn't matter.
Interconnectivity.
No, doesn't matter. What are we talking about? I don't know. Portal 2. Seriously? I mean, the potato sack, whatever. Clearly, there's not even any rage to talk about the early, not early release thing. They could have done better with that.
Yeah, well, it was only afterwards that I think we all realized that, you know, it didn't matter how hard we worked at this.
They were just going to give us a couple hours.
It was going to open when it was going to open.
Bullshit.
That was the whole point.
Bullshit.
Was it midnight that it went up long?
No. It was like 9 or something. No, it was after 9 10. Change.
Was okay. It after 10 or 10? Yeah, it was after 10. I knew because I had to go to bed. I knew I couldn't
play. I was much. Up till 4.
Yeah, I know you were.
I stayed up for a minute.
Yeah,
whatever. That whole thing is whatever. It doesn't really matter. Portal 2, not as good as Portal 1.
No, not as good.
And I rarely laughed. I thought the humor was forced. I thought it was a brilliant fucking game. I thought the puzzles were almost without...
I laughed my ass off.
I can understand that.
That's basically the gist of the conversation.
It was all there. It was all magical and... It was like a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
This game was nothing but expectation. And just at every moment, like every line on the page of the script was a punchline for the world of Portal. And I just got tired of it really fast. And in a world of Portal where there's essentially, there's one speaking character, basically. Certainly no more than 3 characters, 4 characters. Yeah, Turrets, GLaDOS, Chell.
Chell didn't speak.
Cube. Environment, and I mean, I'm being really like sort of broad and metaphorical here. You know, it was a thing, and everybody knows why it's so cherished, because it was so perfect. No waste, no overhead. They couldn't go wrong because there wasn't enough time or space to go wrong in the first Portal. And in this one, naturally, they were never going to get anything more than perfect game. But you know, there really were very there were just no buts in the first game. There was no room for it because it was a tacked on extra, you know? Just the shit in the Cracker Jack box of
Orange box. You didn't expect.
So. I thought the humor was forced. I thought the situations were really great, though, so.
The environments, I thought, were
fantastic. I had no problems with it.
Not a lot of replay value, I think, is one thing you come away
from.
No
fucking replay value is what you meant to say.
Well, other than the commentary, but even that, you can just
look it up. That's not replay, it's just commentary.
Yeah, it's commentary.
I'd just as soon watch that in a video.
But, I mean, isn't that the problem with puzzle games to begin with, once you know the solution to the puzzle?
Assuming it's the same puzzle every time. I'm just trying to prevent decrying puzzle games, right?
Yeah. Static puzzle games like, you know, the Portal series.
I know what you're saying. Do you know what does suck, though, is the co-op. One time through, one shot. After that point, and it only works.
If neither person has played it before.
From start to finish. Otherwise, somebody is bored and is constantly thinking, no matter how well they know the other person, what a fucking moron.
Except Jeremy. He didn't think that.
Yes, he did.
Not one bit.
Yes, he did. He was thinking that before he started. I don't remember who he played with, but I remember him telling me that specifically.
No, it's either that guy's... Yeah, it's either that guy's really bored waiting on the other person, or...
Which is wrong. Which is wrong.
Yeah, the puzzles are all designed for but two people to figure out.
Yeah.
Together. Luckily, I hadn't gone very far when it was.
One person's already done it, they're either solving it for the other person or sitting there twiddling their thumbs.
Neither of which is good.
No.
Because they're designed for two people to be playing at the solution together.
Mm-hmm.
And
trial and error.
Yeah, and you don't have that. So Scott would just fucking sit there with me for the one of the 5 sections.
Which,
and like,
to your credit, I didn't have to sit there very long.
Yeah, but at the same time, I was like, oh god, I have to go because it's all on me and he's going to be bored and I need to work toward the solution.
Well, I appreciate you giving a damn.
that's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Wonderful gameplay. Certainly, there were a couple of areas we had an enormous amount of fun with.
Oh, yeah.
4th and 5th areas, you know, they were great.
Yeah, they were.
I thought we just had an enormous amount of fun. There were a couple areas in the middle where...
It was a lot like the single player itself, where test chamber, whatever. Old Aperture, yes, fun, you know?
I felt that same.
Yeah, and a lot like that with the co-op. It wasn't until you got into much later levels in the co-op, and then in that, like, extra chamber that she throws at you at the very end. Again, that's where, you know, you had the most fun.
You guys both enjoyed Act 2 a lot more than Act 1.
In the single player.
In the single player.
Basically referring to Hell.
Right. And I thought I enjoyed Act 1 a lot more than Act 2.
I thought Act 1 was dull as shit. Act 1 was a riff on Portal 1. Act Two is like totally different. And other than that sort of wacko shit that led into Act Two, you know, jamming GLaDOS into a potato, and the need to just bust my ass to kind of not care about that and just let it kind of roll with it, I thought it was infinitely better, you know, because it was new and they were this is the first time anything about this place is new other than a bunch of vines. It was the only thing that was different about Act 1.
Act 2 felt a lot like archaeology in a way. You're discovering a place that time forgot, like, you know, the past.
A little bit. Going
back into that, you know, old tomb raiding into the past.
Sure, but if you take it out of time, what Act 2 really felt like was the second half of Portal 1. Context.
Yeah.
The second half of Portal 1 put Portal 1 in context. Act 2 of Portal 2 put everything before then in context, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Which is why I thought it was good. It was also intimidating in a way that Portal had not been. It had that that really heavy oxide kind of decay that Half-Life as a universe was always so good at, and that Portal hadn't quite shown yet, even with vines overgrowing and various suggestions that it had been a really long time, you know? But this was just kind of intense, and I liked it a lot. I liked Cave, but for Christ's sake, like, he's... whatever. Like, he's a hard guy to like.
Yeah, really.
Like, JK's performances are ever difficult to like. I also think it was the one time in the game where... Christ, what's that feeling? What... does everybody experience it differently? Like, that moment of revelation? And you know the moment. The moment where the PA system is triggered, you know,
yeah.
Just like always and mm-hmm. everything. And Cave says what he has to say.
Yeah.
Carolyn says what she has to say. Mm-hmm. And then, like, GLaDOS joins in word for word. And your brain does whatever the hell everybody's brain does, where it's like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
One and one does equal two.
That was that moment. And that's where it took place. And that environment was the perfect place for it to take place. That was really cool, you know? It was the attic from Goonies, you know? It was a bit of the Chester Copperpot. I loved Act 2. I was just sort of gleeful in Act 3. I'm like, this is quite good. And come on, the ending was really quite good.
Of course.
It was good.
Yeah.
And of course, even if you just sit there, he mentions the moon.
Yeah.
He's like, go ahead, take one last look at your precious moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He never said that to me.
Yeah, if you wait. Hit continue game, I guess, after it was over with.
Uh-huh.
To see where it puts me. I mean, it puts you right there at the beginning where all you have to do is, I think, place the last...
sphere.
Personality sphere on him. And then it goes through that whole thing again. And so... I went through that, and then I waited, because I was like, okay, what if I don't do anything? What happens? And, you know, you just sit there.
Ah.
And that's it. You know, it's... there's no consequence. You can't shoot anywhere else.
Yeah. You can only look like up and
yeah,
down.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's Portal 2.
I had a lot more to say the first time, but I can't really... bring myself to care enough to repeat it.
So did I. Jesus yeah. Christ, we went on for 2 hours.
We did 2 hours of that shit.
We're not, it's just... yeah, there it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Obvice, or Drubvice, I'm not exactly sure. Welcome back to that. Wants to thank us for the suggestion for Nineight.
Nineight.com.
Had to replace a hard drive in my laptop. Between that and Steam, it was a breeze.
Nineight is really fantastic, actually. And mm-hmm. they are not bad about updating their installer packages to include new shit.
Yeah, just yesterday when I went downstairs to help Tom out, he was completing an install on his new laptop. And I was like, hey, go to this website. And he's like, oh my God!
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what everybody does. He'd already installed half of his shit, but the other half was really easy.
Zero Alphax says, yeah, absolutely amazing site. Kyrie asks, is Kotaku leaking the entire story of a game distasteful? Disregard the fact that it's Modern Warfare 3.
I don't think I can disregard the fact that it's Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I
did everybody see that, by the way? You know what we're talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
I saw a brief, a little bit, but I didn't...
Kotaku leaked a shit ton of information.
They got some insider information about absolutely everything about Modern Warfare 3. Let's add that onto something else. There's going to be a Modern Warfare 3.
How much of what they leaked was really that surprising?
Okay, no, that's beyond where I was going to go.
Okay.
It's already the fucking end of May.
Yeah.
Where was the official announcement? They had announced Modern Warfare 2 much, much earlier, if I remember correctly, right? Didn't they announce it at around the time of GDC?
Yeah, it was GDC.
It was pretty early.
Yes, it was.
So, it was like, well, we're going to assume that there's going to be another Call of Duty of whatever
at the end of the year. Yeah, gotta be from Infinity Ward. It's their turn to do it again.
And, well, not exactly. Because they can't apparently fucking hoe that row all by themselves anymore.
No.
But, so, Kotaku gets a line on essentially everything that Modern Warfare 3 is. Knowing what the Call of Duty franchise has become, particularly the Modern Warfare branded branch of it, like, they could literally have made this shit up, and you wouldn't be able to tell. Because it's... dull. It's boring. It's terrible. The description of this story and how things unfold and what happens. Like, honestly, can't even really remember it.
I haven't paid attention. You know, I saw the story, but I read the whatever. You're going to go here, you're going to do this, you're going to shoot again.
Right.
Everything that you...
International.
Do you remember what you did in Modern Warfare 2? Well, you're going to do that again in 3, and it'll have different, you know, locations.
And it's absurd as hell, and it doesn't make any sense.
There you go.
But whether or not it's bad... So here's the thing. It's Modern Warfare 3. It's clearly shit. It just sounds horrible. It sounds really, 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 really horrible.
Yeah.
And everybody believes that Activision is the overlord and Call of Duty as the franchise are just unlikable. You know? They're not deserving of any respect at all. So, what if they were leaking the story of BioShock Infinite?
Right.
How pissed would we be? How would we feel if it was the story of something that...
We cared about.
What if they were leaking the all of the details of Deus Ex Human Revolution?
Would not like one bit.
Right. And, well, okay, you could read or not read, but does your opinion of their act change based on how despicable you consider to be personally because of the potential for ruin of something that you like? Whereas with Modern Warfare, it's not actually possible to ruin it because it's already ruined.
Yeah.
By being Modern Warfare. It's already terrible. Should they or should they have not done it?
I don't think they should have.
Who's they?
Kotaku.
Okay.
Not even just Kotaku, but should any of these, you know, gaming outlets or news outlet type things, should they?
I don't really have anything. I don't have much of a negative opinion on anybody publishing the information, but like the whoever it was inside that leaked it to the outside. Yeah, I think it's kind of a shitty thing to do.
Yeah, but that's not the question. The question isn't should the guy have leaked it. Did the guy who leaked it do a shitty thing? That's not the question, and it's very different. Because the guy who leaks it's the guy who leaks it. The guy who publishes it is the guy who publishes it. This is very much a WikiLeaks kind of discussion.
Yeah, I know.
So, and the question is the publishers, the news outlet, wrong
for doing it? I don't think so.
It's actually kind of tough. I think it has everything to do with your coverage, how you leak it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't spoil it in the headline.
I don't even think you should. I think you should link to the information somewhere else entirely, if it's at all possible.
Yeah.
Something totally off-site, unrelated to
make you. It extremely clear what it is people are getting themselves into when they click on the link or whatever the case. scroll down 10 more pages, whatever the fuck, however
they How did they handle it? I don't know. Not, I wasn't, like, trying to not spoil myself. I just didn't care enough to go look.
Yeah, no.
I think it's right here.
Right? Imagine a mixture between the two.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically. They released, essentially, if I remember correctly, three separate news posts.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was the broadest possible strokes at all, like, it's all been leaked, it's all out there, we have access to the information, there will be a Modern Warfare 3, by the way, which was the most interesting part of the information,
right,
is that it'll actually exist.
Because that had not been announced, and honestly, what, the trailer came, what, a week later? Not even a week?
Yeah.
The headline for this is, where you'll go, who, how you'll kill, and who will die in Modern Warfare 3.
But that's not all they did. Yeah. They posted a series of articles.
Okay.
Each one is in succession, each one in greater detail.
They do say these, here are spoilers, you've been warned.
Okay. Let me answer you this. Or ask you an answer, whatever the fuck, who cares? I need a refill. The point
Real
is
than that.
Yeah. When the information is broadly publicized, no matter whether or not there is a spoiler warning or a reader warning to beware after the break or below the fold or what have you,
mm-hmm.
when that stuff becomes, when the community is saturated with that shit,
it loses the effect. You just like gloss over.
No, but that's not my point. My point is, every discussion forum on every website, every blog, every
forum, saying you can't get away from it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Becomes a bomb. Every comment in every story.
You can't go into a thread about Call of Duty, whatever, without being spoiled.
Doesn't? Yeah, exactly. By the community, by the people.
At least without taking a huge risk of being spoiled. Yeah. So.
The rules are out the window. It doesn't matter whether or not Kotaku follows the rules. What they've done is they've pissed in the swimming pool. And now I have to, you know, worry about backwashing somebody's urine every time I dive in the deep end. So, I don't like it. That happened on Portal 2. And I was reading RPS, of all things. Like, what am I going to do, not read RPS?
Yeah.
And some dude, in every discussion, on every story, everywhere, just kept coming in and trying to do a concise spoiler about Portal 2. The only thing is that it was so goddamn absurd that you could read it and not really believe it. But it was true, what he said.
What was he spoiling?
Portal 2.
No, like, what part of that?
Think about things that could be... The plot, the fucking story.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out which part of the story.
Jesus Christ. What did we just dance around a minute ago?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything that he possibly could.
Okay.
I didn't even read it, but it doesn't take much imagination to figure out.
Yeah. So, that's where my concern comes in, is that, whoa, you know, journalistic integrity, we warned you completely. And we got this information from somebody, so we feel it should be put out there. The difference between this and something like WikiLeaks is that any dick suck on the internet can put this to really malicious use. By bombing the shit out of every forum and every news site you read with the spoiler information.
Yeah, but suppose Kotaku chooses not to publish it.
Somebody else will.
Exactly.
Well, that sucks. I guess our plan for blowing up the internet should proceed. Shouldn't it? Jeremy and I talk about blowing up the internet all day, by the way.
And so I can't really gather any rage against Kotaku or anybody else that publishes that shit.
Yeah, I know.
As soon as, you know, Leaky Guy decides to, you know...
Be a dick?
Decides to take a piss, the piss is going to make it into the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Which channel it goes through to follow is, you know, kind of relevant.
Well, then the only question is, are you in particular need of a moral high road at the moment? Or do you need page hits more?
Yeah, page hits.
Usually. So, tough, man. Real tough. Real tough. But I don't think the test has really been taken until it's something anybody gives a shit about. Shoot mans. Walk down corridor. Watch cutscene. Corridor. Shoot mans. Now shoot man's in Afghanistan.
Vehicle section.
Right.
Now shoot man's again.
And move forward. Move forward right. Or keep shooting man.
Yeah, really. Move forward, move forward, move forward.
If it was something I cared about, if it was something, you know, if it was a hook that I really look forward to being hung on, I would be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking publishers might be upset. Activision has to be well aware that their plots are just cheese, right? How much do they possibly care? I mean, I'm sure they care.
I don't think they're aware of that.
Aware of what?
How bad the plots are for
somebody. Like somebody's aware. Somebody's aware. I guess it's weird to say Activision. Somebody knows.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of somebodies know.
I don't think any of the important people.
They're just doing their job. They know.
If they did know, I wouldn't fucking care.
Yeah, I have a job.
I think that's true.
Yeah, but I can't imagine anybody that matters is aware, and they're not. They're probably not aware because they don't care.
Either that, or they're not aware because they refuse to open themselves to channels that would make them aware.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how reviewers handled Modern Warfare 2. They acted like it was some magnificent, awesome thing. They really did. They talked about how great it was. When, in fact...
It's been a minute, but yeah.
It was actual crap. And everybody knows it. And the same news outlets, the same blogs, all of the same information channels will now join in with the community talking about how shit it was. But you didn't do that before. This is an old argument with them, right? This is an ancient fucking beef we have with these people. But
what will be interesting is to see how reviews of 3 are done, considering that everything has been leaked beforehand. How they'll... I mean, you know how weird they can get in their trying to be overly fair to a game.
You mean when they praise, preview, and then...
I'm not talking about previews. I mean, previews are...
But then review, shit.
But that is... No, but that is relevant, because the relationship between the preview and the review has been proven to be... We know what it is.
Yeah.
Beyond the shadow of fucking doubt, thanks, Brink, / Joystick.
Yeah.
/ Griffin Dickelroy. But that's... Well, Jesus Christ, how do they preview the fucking game?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do any of this stuff? Well, how are you going to tell me preview-wise?
Here's the thing. If there's shit in the game, but you want to give a positive review, all you have to do is be like, well, this would probably have been better if it hadn't been spoiled for us.
Yeah.
I will bet
somebody will do that
will be done by more than one outlet come the release of that game.
I don't know what to say. It depends, I think, largely on what
Activision will do. If it's a game that's going to sell well, they want to give it a good review. They want to be on the right side of opinion.
They want to be on the right side of the publisher.
That too.
Yeah, I don't know that it matters in this specific case, though.
And I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something you and I have held more in private, being on the right side of opinion. Because people who review stuff are trying to predict what other people will think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
But in a lot of cases, I think that's not the most important thing.
But in any case, if you're looking to give something that has a lot of really bad shit in it a positive a spin or review, then you'll take anything you can get, and that will be something that they will take.
We'll see about it. Hey, do we have a date, or did they just say... Did they come up with a date about Modern Warfare?
No, because they're doing a reveal trailer May something or another. Or a bigger trailer may... It's next week. It's this coming week. They're doing another trailer. Or at least the big one. It's like they did last time, which... GDC, they did a tease. And then they're like, the full trailer during...
But they also gave a date.
Did they give the date at the end of that
one? Yes, they did.
Maybe they did give a date at the end of this one. Did they?
Oh, they... No, that. Didn't they? Because they... Didn't they... No.
Thought it did a number thing, no, they did, but I don't think
but
it did.
But they did the thing where 3 worked into the name of every country that it took place in.
That's right, yeah. I'm still thinking it was November, though.
Who gives... Really? Who gives a shit?
I know.
How about that?
Because you asked, and now I'm trying to think about it, so that's...
I know. I shouldn't have asked.
Because I don't know, that's why I don't give a shit. Obviously, if they reveal the date, I don't remember it, because I don't care.
Not in November... Probably.
That's where I'm going with it, is November.
Is anything?
Bigger trailer this week. And then I probably a date in there somewhere, if that's the case. What are you looking for now? Or are you not doing? Okay.
Him?
Matt, yeah.
He's never, ever doing anything in pursuit of the betterment of the
wasn't
show.
Wasn't sure.
It's a big dick parade over there. On or whatever. That's why RJ's never looking over his shoulder. If it was genuinely interesting information, RJ would be peering at the screen. RJ is, in fact, inclining his head away from
him. Just like he did in the ride over. Just stare at the scenery. It'll go away soon. Speaking of Matt, Gersnort says...
I wish you all were raptured.
That's what Matt's thinking right now. Or he wishes he was raptured. Yeah,
right. November 8th is what Wikipedia is saying for the date.
Right. That could just be a guess, really, because it's November. What is that, a Tuesday? Random Tuesday in November?
I'm not sure. It gives a source of saying...
You got a calendar right there.
That's odd.
I understand that.
Yeah, the 8th is even.
Right,
the 8th is even, but no, if November 11th, which is when Uncharted 3 releases, that's a Tuesday. The 8th would be...
A Saturday.
Tuesday,
Friday. Didn't they release on a Friday last year?
November 8th is a Tuesday.
I don't remember.
Who fucking knows?
Huh?
November 8th is Tuesday.
Well, what are you talking about? One of you is out of your minds.
November 11th is a Friday.
November 1st?
Is it Tuesday?
Whatever.
Maybe that's what we say, didn't
you? It must be the first. It was 11-1-11, I guess.
Yeah.
For Uncharted 3. And Skyrim, I guess, is the same date?
I think it was.
11-1-11. Because originally it was 11-11-11.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. And then they were like, shit, that's not a Tuesday.
Do you happen to know how many dragons will be in Skyrim?
Infinity
dragons.
Eight on its side.
I don't even know. I even read that story and I'm like, wait, what? What do I do with this?
Gersnort wants to know, Matt, are you going to get your Wii back from James so you can buy another old classic on it?
Chrono Trigger.
He knew it.
I read the tweet.
It's the only thing Louis's good for.
I'm playing GameCube games.
Huh?
In GameCube. But that's also old games.
Old games, yeah.
Yeah.
Is what I meant.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have it on an emulator. I have it on my DS.
So, answer the question.
Are you going to get your Wii back?
It's not a LucasArts game, so he'll only buy it like 3 times.
I'm not going to... I probably won't get it on the... On the Wii, no.
Because you won't get your Wii back from James?
No, I have
my Wii back.
Oh, he has
a Wii back. For, like, whatever.
He's had my Wii back.
I did as much with it as he did. Frankly.
Gersnort also says, anyone else surprised as I am that there's a new Batman that's an FPS where you don't play Batman?
What is that? The difference between surprise and what's the sound of raising one eyebrow? Spock? Is that a sound? I can't tell. That's what I did. I'm like, what is this? I don't know what I'm doing here. I need gameplay.
Yeah.
Other than just the couple of shots we've seen, or maybe the one shot we've seen.
Yeah, we've just seen a cast, basically. Yeah. That's it.
Speaking of...
Boy, that's weird. Right?
No, very weird.
It's really weird.
I don't understand it at all.
I don't either.
I understand it in the point of Warner Brothers going for a quick buck. You know,
if we were in a time and place where there weren't Batman games coming out,
it's
I would be really fucking pissed.
Like
it's
not a full like box game. It's a Xbox Live Arcade Network, PS Network, right? You know, stuff like that. Yeah. Okay.
So, I'm just saying, if anyone was putting effort into this shit instead of actual Batman.
Yeah. Well, it's monolith.
I fucking flip my lid.
Yeah.
I don't care who. What I'm saying is, let's do something Batman and then do this completely fucking stuff instead of Batman.
Which is so not Batman.
The point is, there is actual Batman occurring in the world. So I don't care.
So you don't care, exactly.
I'm not upset about it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do something.
Yeah, go ahead and do this. Because it's not the only Batman I... You know, it's... I've got
that's to that's very right. much the thing that I was getting at.
Did you hear also speaking of Batman that Arlene with Sorkin? Is that the
what? Yes, Sorkin. It's not even like it's hard to say.
No, I'm just trying to remember if that was her last name.
You know that that's her last name. You know that
you
it
know
is.
You know it is.
You know that that's her.
She's
yes,
not going to be.
She's not doing it anymore. You know, Tara. What's her name? Strong.
Yeah.
Tara Strong.
That's
Tara
actually Strong. An easier name. I didn't know if it was Sorkin or something else.
Did you know that she was Harley was based on Arlene Sorkin?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, yeah, she was apparently based largely in part of it because her she was friends with Paul Dini.
I think so. Yeah.
Through her husband, the writer, not actor, Christopher Lloyd, who did a lot of stuff.
That's right.
In television, and they were then friends, and then Paul used a lot of her personality.
Was she created? Wasn't she created for the cartoon?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
which is why she was chosen to voice it because her character was based largely on.
And then she was incorporated into the official lore, the official canon.
Right.
Did they give any specific reason? Because
I have not heard.
I haven't heard a reason why. I'm just curious because that'd be like trying to get someone other than Kevin to be doing Batman.
Maybe.
Which, you know what, they've done many
they
times
done,
now.
Yeah.
They've done it so many times now.
Considering, like, how much of an effort they've made into bringing all those guys back, I have to imagine she turned them down for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Schedule conflict or something.
If you also look at the at the list of credits for Tara Strong, you will realize that she has chops.
Oh, yeah. God, yes.
She's been doing this for a
has
minute.
Been at this for a hot minute.
And she was actually Barbara Gordon / Batgirl in the animated series.
Yeah.
She can do this fine. Now, whether she can impart the same kind of thing to it, probably not.
But she can make it her own.
She can,
but I'm fine with that.
She will be able to do something with it.
I've had to listen to, you know, probably 7 or 8 different voices for Batman now.
And the other thing is, I think that, fine. It was fine. The game was fine. But I don't think... I think that is actually one role that could have been recast and you'd have lost virtually nothing in the game. I thought that her work as Harley was much better in the series than in the game. It wasn't bad, you know what I'm saying? I just thought that what they did with that character didn't matter a whole lot in the game somehow, at least in terms of what she did with her voice and all that stuff. So it'll be fine. She'll do a really good job. No doubt. Little doubt. When is that, by the way? That's been brought up. Is that this year?
Which, what?
Batman
Arkham Asylum? Yeah, it's my birthday.
I don't care. Just tell me when.
October 18th.
18th is not your birthday, is it?
Yes, it is my birthday.
Oh, I should forget that. Because I don't know anybody's birthday, actually, in the world.
Oh, no, I don't know yours.
Yeah. yours is this year.
Yes. Good job.
Wait, yours is this year? Mine is this year.
You're a liar. You're older than that. That'll be nice, right? October?
Yeah, definitely. October 18th. I don't know yet of anything else that's kind of surrounding that. Not that there needs to be, because, I mean, shit, it's Batman.
What do we got in... we got anything in September? It would just be nice to have something every month, because August is... Deus Ex.
That's right. Deus Ex.
Yes. You know what's funny? I was about that game a minute ago.
Right.
And then everybody got their
preview.
Got their previews.
And then started.
And no, and previews are like what the fuck ever. But if you know who you can trust,
yeah,
then you know who you can trust.
Previews from the right people.
Worth trusting in this particular regard.
Special in this particular regard.
And they were high on it, my friend. The first most important thing they had to say about it was my first 10 hours.
Really? No shit.
Like, sold.
You gave us a 10-hour preview?
Yeah. Nice stuff. Good shit.
Jesus Christ.
They did a little bit, which was 10 things you'll think when playing Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Well, and it put the video bits we had seen into context.
Of course.
Yes, it did.
You know, they looked constrained because it was all part of
this is your tutorial level.
Tutorial level of
it's
the
okay.
game.
Yeah.
That's why it was tiny and constrained.
Yeah.
And then it gets really big.
I'm happy with the things that were left as unknowns, they added a little definition to, and I'm super happy with those things. Very much looking forward to it. Did you also notice that the Steam page has been completely redone?
No, I hadn't noticed that.
The default is now for the standard edition.
Oh, really?
And you don't have to click on the stupid little...
Yeah, the hidden link to get to the standard
edition. If you go to the page, it looks like a proper page now with a full green pre-order...
Interesting.
...thing for the two separate editions. I think they probably got in a bit of hot water since they were only pushing the augmented edition originally.
Or a more cynical explanation would be... They decided to get as many pre-orders for the special edition as they could.
Well, but that's what I mean, until they got into hot water.
Yeah.
Until people started bitching about it, because people were bitching mightily on were the forums.
Okay. Yes. Was not aware of what was going on in the community there.
Yeah. So that's good, $44.99 for the pre-order. Good stuff. Hey, what about that, huh? Has that rumor come to actual, factual, been backed up by anybody else yet?
But they bought Director to Drive?
Yeah, that's for real now.
Yeah, that is for real.
Game Flyby and Director to Drive? What the F? Did you see that?
No.
What the hell does that possibly mean, right?
I don't know. I know somebody had a nice mention on Twitter about it. It's like, so does this mean that it'll take 1 to 2 weeks for my games to download, and when it finally does, it'll be the wrong game? Yeah, I don't know what that means. I'm interested.
I know what I want it to mean.
And I know what you want it to
mean. You probably want it to mean
the same thing. Because it's the same thing I want it to mean.
It's something we've been talking about for a long time.
Want to be able to rent PC games?
I want to be able to rent PC games.
Damn fucking right.
It doesn't seem very likely, but hey.
I don't think it's that far-fetched anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope not. I hope not.
The mechanism is entirely in place to do that.
Yeah.
It's just figuring out whatever the hell has to happen with licenses or somebody... trying to decide whether or not it's actually worth the money.
I mean, it's all DRM'd, right? Like, shouldn't be hard to let me download the shit and play it for a period of time or until I delete it to get another one or
Steam
whatever.
Steam already does it. They already do it. They already offer and have offered for years or whatever amount of time free weekends for certain games. Mm-hmm. Try it out. Free weekend for the game. Download it. Play it. If you like it, buy it at a discounted price during this weekend.
It would be brilliant.
Nothing wrong with it. Already done. I would love to see them do that.
I'm looking forward to whatever they decide to do.
Immediately resubscribe to Gamefly.
September.
I got it up here now. The only thing.
Resistance 3, Gears 3, and Rage are the only ones that drop
out. Rage matters. That's it.
But I know, like, you know, you've played
Resistance
the Gears.
Oh, I haven't beaten 2.
Yeah.
Gears can just.
It's Gears.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's Gears about all you can say about it.
Gears can go the way of Modern Warfare.
I care as much for Gears as I care for that. So,
but if somebody had leaked Gears 3, it's like, well, you're going to be in these other places.
Thick necks.
Shooting the,
Durag.
Shooting the, what are they called again?
Locust.
What?
Is it Locust? Is that the enemy's name? Is
I thought that was just the one dudes.
I don't know. I
can't remember
Gears
what
one.
The fuck they're called. The Harvest, the Locust,
the neck guys with the necks and the.
No, you're thinking of Big McLarge huge. I thought you were
the
talking about
the thick soldiers are going to fight against the thick aliens.
Right.
And then, you know, that's it. But yeah, so there you go. Missing September by just a couple of days, though. Darkness 2.
Never beat the first one.
But we liked the first one, though, didn't we?
I enjoyed it.
Among things I never beat? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Top of the pops for shit that I never finished. I guess. I don't know, man.
That's going to be our awards.
Yeah.
Shit we didn't complete, but it's really good and you should play it.
If we ever review something, right?
Yeah, I don't know about September.
That's all you got then. That's
Rage is the only thing that
looks... I mean, Rage looks like a thing that I got to be a part of, I guess. You saw the videos and stuff, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Except for all the shit on my screen. Do without that.
Yeah. I have the iPhone app, you know, the little mini Rage.
Oh, yeah.
Clicker.
Was that free?
I don't think it's like a dollar.
That's why I don't have it.
Dollar.
That's why I don't have it. that's your September for you. So, but, you know, if the first 10 hours of Deus Ex
Yeah.
And that's in late August. You're covered for September.
You underestimate my ability. Nothing but play day.
Oh man.
Okay, next one. I'm saving one of Gersnort's tweets. We're going to get to yours. I know you're thinking I'm skipping you, but I'm not. Kyrie would like to say, played many hours of The Witcher 2, and it's fantastic. I hope James has had time to try it.
Man, I never beat the first one, and I feel so awful. And
gamer guilt.
And I've picked it back up, and I'm starting to play it.
Witcher would be top of the pops on one of those games.
Yes, you know. It would. And, God...
I hear
boy, the writing is just so bad in the first Witcher. It's just... Oh, my God.
I'm hearing really good things about this one, though.
Yes, two is supposed to be fucking magnificent. One is... Yeah, and, you know, clearly, this is after Enhanced Edition, and it's still pretty pants in the script.
Yeah. But
I'm playing Witcher 1 now. I'm gonna Witcher the shit out of that game, and then I'm gonna Witcher the second game. I want to do it because I feel pretty awful actually that I'm not playing two.
Gersnort says, with this second exploit of user accounts, it seems like Sony's fucked if they do or don't address a problem. Care to sound off? This was on May 18th that he sent this. So what is it? Fucking this week.
3 days ago.
Yeah. What was that second exploit? What had happened?
I don't remember.
Something that they were able to use something as a phishing tool or something like that.
But it wasn't related
to... That wasn't related to the thing.
But it was
to the console PSN. It was related to...
The emails, wasn't it?
I thought it was related to the...
There was a hack on the emails, and then there was that phishing site on a Thailand website that Sony had. Something attacking some Italian credit card company. That was one with phishing. The one before that was the email hack. The names that were stolen in the initial hack, they used that information to
send out the emails.
Send out emails and change passwords to those accounts or something along those lines.
Right.
Yeah. So it was another hack after they said everything was on its way to get fixed, and someone else comes in and uses the information that was stolen in the first place to do some more damage.
But it's legit if you just turn on your PlayStation and it told you to change your password.
No. Yeah.
Turn on your PlayStation, download the update.
Yes.
Change your password.
Yeah.
But this, there was no further intrusion into like Sony stuff. It's all just more fallout from the original.
That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like.
Because the phishing site that was set up had nothing to do with Sony's servers. It's just a lookalike site.
Do you know what happened out of all of this, though? There has been more discussion and more hype and more fake caring about the PSN than there ever has been in its existence.
That's true.
Nobody ever talked about this shit before it was hacked.
Mm-hmm. I made a post about...
This is clearly not good, by the way. I'm not insinuating that. But
a sense of... So when PSN worked, I didn't really pay attention to it.
Yeah, it was an also-ran.
When PSN didn't work... I was like, well, there's no point in turning on my PS3 for some reason because it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And it felt, and you were over here when I did it, I was like, it feels really naked.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it was a very strange feeling. And then it's back up, and I go and I do the stuff, and all of a sudden it's back to, I don't really care.
You know, that's something I'm really curious about, because I know how you feel, James, when, your shit isn't online. Yeah. You've talked about it a lot.
Yep.
Yeah,
and I know we've had a lot of people write in and be like, whatever, offline, online, doesn't matter.
It matters all the time for me.
I'm curious, like, if any of our listeners in particular who have PS3s, if while PSN was down, if they actually felt different about turning on their console, about it not being there, if it affected them in a negative way. Mm-hmm. Or it's like that they could perceive.
Well, let's turn
and
to
something
the,
something that they would have never thought of before.
Let's turn to the guy who has just the PS3.
Okay.
I just played those games that didn't really focus on online capabilities. I played like maybe an Uncharted or played.
Hey, you got some Uncharted time in.
Yeah, something like that. Or, something that didn't really have to use the online aspect at all. You know, the single player experience. I don't need to go online for. Or I just had some other things to do. I mean, it was a letdown that it was down for all that time, and I couldn't go online with other folks and play competitive.
I mean, you do the fighting stuff, and that's the bread and butter on most of those. Is going online.
Well, the fighting games, yes, the core is online, but I had other stuff to play.
It's not a matter of like though whether or not you have things to play, because we've all got things to play. Hell, most of us have like lots of different things to play on.
The Witcher.
But like. How did
I'm in your boat too.
Yeah, how did you feel every time you turned it on and it was like couldn't connect to PSN?
Didn't really affect me the way I said it. I thought to myself that'd be back up eventually. And I'll just play when it does. But I wasn't angry or anything like that.
No, not anger. Not anger. Not
I didn't feel much differently.
It's just, so it's you're just like empty on the inside. You don't feel
it. It was just an inconvenience. That would be resolved later. That's how I felt.
Actually, I completely believe that you felt that way.
Exactly.
I believe that a lot of people felt that way.
You think so?
Yeah.
From comments and stuff, it did seem that way. Not comments necessarily on COG, but damn sure the comments when you went to the PlayStation blog, where they kept updating you on the status of PSN and just reading people saying, hey, you know, it'll be up when it's up.
Yeah, a lot of that, though. And you can sort of tell when somebody really feels that way, but a lot of them you can tell they're just like, this is my system, so I'm going to stand behind it. I'm going to say whatever I have to say to defend my system. Whether they really legitimately feel that way or not. But whatever. Like, I imagine there's a lot of people that may have realized for the first time, like, that when the network is gone, it feels like something is missing when you turn your machine
on. Oh, it definitely felt that way.
Yeah.
It definitely felt that way, turning my machine on. Because I had gotten in... He had Brotherhood. James had Brotherhood. He was playing that. I was done with Portal. L.A. Noire was not out yet. Brink was out, but that was... Everybody was like, not sure if I want to play this or not. And I'm glad I held off on buying. I fucking almost bought it on Steam pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I got something to fill the time. And Gamefly had sent me the Prince of Persia trilogy on PS3, the old games. So I was like, let's see what it looks like. I popped it in, and it hooked me again to playing through some of that. But turning on the system and seeing that there was just, my long-ass friends list there didn't come up, all this other stuff.
Yeah, it's just easy to take for granted that, like...
I know, yeah.
Your people are all there. They can all see what you're doing. You earn a trophy. It's up there for everybody to see. Even if, you know, you don't really expect anybody's looking at it. You just know all that's there in the background and going on.
If you're curious what your friends are doing, then also you can be today. Hey, well,
yeah, you know, you see, there you go. Sep Win is now offline. See, now you know that.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't mean anything, but it's there. And then it's not there. So you feel just kind of like something's missing. Something's been cut off in a way. It's not a huge thing, but it is a thing.
Yeah. It is, but...
Bigger thing for some people than others.
Right. Let's see, next one. Next tweet is from... Where is it? Well, easy to type. Since it's a tweet about RPS, Skyrim will have an unlimited number of dragons, dynamically generated, can attack almost anywhere. Wanted to send us a link to that.
Did you, by the way, read that comment thread?
No.
Or a PS? What a shame. You really, really should. There was a whole sub thread about attack anywhere, and will they attack you at the menu screen? And it was this little meta game that the commenters were creating about shit that could attack you at the meta screen.
Gersnort, boy, he's giving us a lot. Thank you. Gersnort says, just got done playing the new Red Faction Armageddon demo. It makes me want to play more Red Faction, just Guerrilla instead.
I didn't know that there was one.
You played previous Red Factions, right?
I played...
Guerrilla?
You played Guerrilla.
I played one. I played... No, two. I played Guerrilla. And that's all I played.
In the previous ones, they didn't have, like, the aliens, did they?
That's new business.
Which is seemingly what Gersnor here says. It made me want to play more Red Faction. J just Gorilla instead right. of Armageddon. Word of warning from Kairi. It says, so I managed to tear myself away from The Witcher 2 and go to the GOG forums for support on a technical issue. Unfortunately, some twat puts a huge spoiler in a thread title on purpose. I want to strangle him over the internet.
Be careful. I think that was moderated.
I don't know. Just got to be careful when you're looking for issues like that. It's really tough.
It's hard to be, though. I mean, if you buy it from GOG, you want to go over there to their forums and talk about it, and you, I mean, you read thread titles.
For oh, no, yeah, yeah. No,
there's really no way to be careful other than to simply not read anything.
Right.
Which is no.
My point.
On a site like that, you expect moderators to do their
you do,
job.
You do. But it's still, regardless of anything, it's very difficult to...
It's hard not to be spoiled on anything without being a shut-in, though.
Yeah.
Anymore, so... Yeah. Like which, for the first few days of a game's release, I kind of sort of do on the internet, to some degree, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not approaching like a thread about a game that I'm playing.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, he wasn't even really doing that. He just went to the support forums and got fucked. So there you go.
Dwyer says, "Guys, Project Cafe, any interest? After the Wii, I am reserving judgment."
I have interest as rumor? Somebody who watches the industry and loves watching shit.
Yeah, but what's the current rumor?
The current rumors. All right, we know there's screens in the fucking controllers.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
I heard a rumor about a camera in the controller, too.
Which, if you thought the individual controllers for the Wii were expensive...
Oh, jeez.
Boy, if they make you buy two, three, or four, if they make this a multiplayer-type machine like they did with the Wii, where just one really didn't cut it.
I think everybody's assuming, or it's been said, that there's touch screens, and we're unsure about multi-touch.
Yeah.
And one of the big things that has been, like, leaked from some some source inside is that you're going to be able to stream the game, you know, the big picture, big screen game to the controller screen. So I guess you can go take a piss and play the game or something. I don't know. The interesting thing...
What use does it possibly have?
Take a shit and play the game. I haven't even played the game one day.
Well, one thing we were talking about...
Yeah, girls play games too, Scott.
one particular use we thought of was if you're, you know, like someone who doesn't have complete control of your living room... And somebody else is using the television.
Right.
You can go off and play your game on the controller somewhere else. I guess particularly if you're a kid.
Huh.
Maybe.
Interesting.
I think that's getting out really far ahead of facts. But yeah, I think it's really good.
Well, we don't have a lot of facts. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah.
Well, they're a big. I mean, Nintendo's been a fan of doing something like that before, like with the connectivity between the GameCube. And
it's not the same thing.
But I mean, like, using a second, like, having a smaller screen.
But a thing that has its own market.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
And I only think that was implemented in, like, two games.
Yeah.
Pokemon's and...
Zelda.
And Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Crystal Chronicles.
But even beyond that, I was actually most interested by what the baseline of hardware is supposed to be. This thing is... Internal storage aside, 360?
Yeah, pretty much. It's using IBM's PowerPC shit,
mm-hmm.
Triple core, which is, you know, essentially the same shit that's in the 360. It's higher clock speed, newer generation processor, or whatever. But yeah, all of the shit in it was very equivalent to the 360. Both use ATI shit?
Yeah.
Newer ATI shit, but. So yeah, shouldn't be hard at all to port stuff between the systems.
Nice.
That's interesting. 1080p, not sure if that's IRP, baseline resolution.
But it should be theoretically capable of a lot of what the 360 is capable of.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be requiring a
completely
a separate,
different game to be developed.
For every... title that's released on the new systems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know that I here.
What are your chances? I mean, as of right now, getting the...
Fucking zero. Yeah. Less than zero, as a matter of fact. Not the... whatever. Yeah, none. But... I don't know. We'll find out in 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's about right, right?
2 weeks. Ish.
2 weeks. When is it?
June the...
Is it really the first week of June? Or the beginning of the second week of June?
It's the beginning of the second week of June. June 7th is when we'll know.
Oh, okay. Right, you are then.
Yeah.
We will not be doing the show then, though, will we?
Well, if we were doing a second show, we would be doing it on the 4th.
So we won't know.
We will not know by the time we do our
You're a show. Fucking liar! Who cares, right? It's the week. Fuck it.
There it is. Let's see. Gersnode says, well, James, it looks like your previous inclination against playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was well justified, considering the next one.
Not even really considering the next one, right?
I
was holding off on that tweet because I knew we were going to talk.
I am very much of the opinion now that fine, you can play Brotherhood and like it. Go right ahead. But two did a wonderful job of managing the story along with the gameplay. And there were, I mean, the end of two was, yeah, it's crazy, it's huge. But the progression and the evolution of your understanding of the world and of the events was really terrific.
No, it was great.
And in Brotherhood, it was fucking crap. It was just crap. You know the end of Assassin's Creed 2? Forget about it all. We just took it all away. Now the Borgias are like, Grr, we're Borgias. We take your apple. And you're all like...
We drink your milkshake.
Yes. The Borgias show up and drink your milkshake, and you just make an effort to drink it right back. And that's 40 hours of gameplay. And the only thing that fucking matters is like...
The last
6 minutes of the fucking game. That's it. That's all that matters in terms of the story. And it's a hell of a thing, although it isn't as forthright as the end of 2. And they apparently get away with that because Minerva is a straight-talking bitch at the end of 2. And Juno is real circuitous and bitchy. So, yeah, there you are. The end of Brotherhood, and it's not all that great. And I really wasn't a fan. And I did... I had like 70% overall sync, you know?
Hmm.
Just to give you an idea of where I was.
I know, I check your achievement.
I got the Brutus, I had the Brutus shit. I rebuilt Rome 100%. But I didn't really get too interested in 100% syncing anything because it didn't like the fail state that a lot of it was in and how you would have to redo an entire thing in order to it's whatever. So I think the only thing I'm missing is one old girl segment, which opens up at 75% overall sync. And I was like,
oh, Catherine.
Yeah. Well, I was like, well, fuck her, she ain't here. I already know the ending, she ain't here.
Yeah, really.
I sure like the idea that Revelations will be full of revelations.
Yeah.
As long as they're not all in the last 6 minutes of the game.
As long as they are not in the last 6 minutes of the game. I'm not entirely sure how it's going to accommodate.
It was kind of fun, like, over the course of a week or two, or however long you played it, like, having you come to work and be like, initially, I don't know what the fuck... You're talking about, like, I'm not really into the game.
Then
he'd come in and be like, it's getting better, you know, blah, blah. And then, like, the next time I talked to him, I'm like, man, I don't know, you may have to play this game. Like, it's really pretty good. And the next time he's like, man, just ignore what I said the other day, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and then, like, he finished, he's like, man, fuck it. He's like, no, you're right, don't play it.
Just watch the
end.
Like,
it's like it literally is all at the end.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's all at the end.
There were fun things managing your own like assassins.
Look, if people want more Assassin's Creed, if they really just want more of what they played in 2, and you know,
yeah, but that's, they want all that stuff. That's not entirely fair. This is not as good as 2. This game is not as good as 2.
No, but like, I mean,
Rome's okay.
I mean, here, there's more to, if you want more of that without like dealing with the story and stuff, you just want more shit to do with Assassin's Creed, and especially that time period and with that guy, it's there for you, go ahead. But if you really want your story to be progressed, just YouTube the last 6 minutes to catch up. You know?
Yeah.
Just do that. It's up to you with what you
it's
want.
It's hard for me to imagine anybody actually saying, you know, I really want more Assassin's Creed, but without the story.
Yeah. After 2?
Yes. Yeah.
Because 2 did that to an extraordinary degree. Brotherhood didn't even handle a lot of the internal story very well. The stuff that was taking place in Ezio's time.
Yeah.
If you were to just forget about the overall story and worry about what matters to Ezio, it did a terrible job of it. It was either arbitrary or it was a very bad revenge tale. It just wasn't good. It was also there in order to accommodate actual historical fact. So...
YouTube the ending, and just for shits and giggles, YouTube when you meet Leonardo.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit of a... That was a little weird.
Yeah, which is why I'm like, go ahead and YouTube that.
Not really weird, not, oh my god, that's so cool weird, but just kind of like, hey, was that really what that was?
Was that what that was? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And, maybe the Subject 16.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting finale. About that shit. I keep forgetting about Subject 16.
Again, I think that takes a little bit of analysis to realize what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah.
But, Not good, really.
The Subject 16 stuff was more of a... I don't... This one, for Brotherhood, felt more of a Lost, as in television show... error. And it, as in, we're not going to give you any more, we're just going to create more questions, we're not going to give you any. We don't know where this is going ourselves. And that's a tough one, actually. I don't know if you could say that the ending of Brotherhood, you know, the ending of Brotherhood that matters. Is that also a point of we're going to do something drastic here, but we're really not sure where it's going?
That's what it feels like. They claim that that's not what it is.
They claim that, but when your lead guy gives up on you and it's left in your hands, that's what...
Well, to be fair, he was there through most of Brotherhood. Like, he left basically when they started polishing it up, but he was there to, like, work out all the story shit in Brotherhood.
What? There wasn't it. Yeah. So he was there for 6 minutes?
Well, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense of him saying, this is where I'm going with this. Now, you guys need to fill in the rest.
Yeah, I mean...
That's like, perfect for him to say that, because, I mean...
If I'm a dude that has a three-act play, three-act story that I want to tell, and Ubisoft comes to me and was like, hey, man, we need more of this before you wrap it up, then I can see why the story doesn't really go any further. So...
Yeah. I don't know. Not a fan, really. I mean, I guess I'm glad I played it. No. For what it's worth, I'm sure I'll be there day one with Revelations, Convolutions now. That's well. Yeah, that's a better name.
Convolutions. Yeah.
You played it naked, you go into something else.
What am I going on to now? Oh, yeah.
Theodore says it really must be the end of the world. You guys are recording. I wonder how many people tweeted the same thing. Only you.
The rest of them are dead.
Yeah, really. That is, that's pretty much all the tweets. We got a lot during the downtime of the Lost episode with your suggestions on how to fix it. So we appreciate those.
Man, none of our listeners got raptured. Just listening to us is enough to damn you.
So... having been able to move on to something else after Assassin's Creed, You know, I didn't want to buy L.A. Noire. I had really no interest whatsoever.
You weren't going to buy L.A. Noire.
No.
But then,
technically, you didn't.
No, I didn't buy L.A. Noire.
Like where he's going with grumble.
Then Blockbuster failed you, right?
Well,
I'm scared about
epically.
That.
Yeah, that's actually That's actually kind
of
bad.
The implications of that are not good.
Yeah, they our local Blockbuster, which is a corporate Blockbuster, has always fared really well, despite the trouble that the company is having.
The one source
didn't have anything on Tuesday. Got no shipments of any sort. Got no L.A. Noire. Got no movies. Got no nothing.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well.
Yeah, and we pay their little pass fee so that I can get as much shit through them as I want without having to monkey around with it, with late charges and stuff. So I wasn't really happy about that, but Dana was exceptionally not happy about that. And it was her job to pick up L.A. Noire.
So she picked up L.A. Noire.
So she picked up L.A. Noire. Well, come on, man. It's the 40s, her favorite era in history. It's a crime drama, which is her favorite kind of story. It's an adventure game, which is what it really is, by the way, which is her favorite kind of game. And it's got like half the cast of Mad Men. So, great. Just throw that 60
triple sevens on this shit for her.
Which is one of her favorite shows.
Jackpot. Right?
So she just went and bought
it. I'd be curious if, like, have you gone back to Blockbuster since then to see if they've gotten anything in?
No.
Hmm.
You canceled your shit yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Is that still like going
still
to do the thing?
Yeah,
still,
but I've still got a couple of things out on that. So, Dragon Age, which I guess I should fucking finish. And something else, I can't remember. Maybe a movie of hers. Doesn't really matter. Did you get a chance to play L.A. Noire at all?
Yes.
Did you? Okay, good.
Although, I watched Becky play a chunk of it.
Uh-huh.
And then I played, but not as far as she got.
Right, you guys have both played.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And then you've played.
And then I played.
Yeah. And I haven't gotten very far at all.
I think RJ's the farthest, I'm the second, then you.
Yeah.
Man, that's pretty cool. When was the last time we all
played the same thing?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Because I'm on the...
Yeah, you were surprised to hear...
That many...
That RJ
I was surprised to hear that you were playing.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and I was like, oh, no, RJ's on it, too. I'm watching him on the PS3.
Yeah, he's farther than I am. I'm on the third homicide case.
Yeah, I'm still,
You're still, into traffic, right?
Yeah.
You just got into traffic.
I'm pretty early on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just got into traffic, James. I just got out of traffic.
You just got into traffic as a detective.
Traffic desk. I just got out of traffic
desk.
That's
where I just got to, but I've seen Becky play through the first.
See, you
got to
be careful with that. You can't really watch these things.
I know, right? Because here I am playing it, like knowing what she did, knowing what.
You know exactly either what to do or what not to do.
I'm bored now. I need to get to where she hasn't been, and apparently we can't watch each other playing, which is a problem because we do everything the same way.
That's another interesting thing as far as replay value. The cases. There is the free roam. There is the Streets of L.A. part. You can do that all day.
Yeah.
And hit your street crimes that pop up, and of course the DLC that you'll eventually get or whatever, if you choose to go that route.
Trying to find the collectibles.
Getting all those collectibles. There is that. But replaying the cases themselves, I've done it a few times now only for the fact that I stopped playing and thought that I had saved, that it had done its autosave, and I wouldn't have to go back, but the Fallen Idol case, which is the last case of traffic.
Yeah.
I played that first fucking crime scene and interrogation 3 times now because I get done with the interrogation and I go back to stand next to my car and then I'm like, okay, I'll stop. Or does it put me right back at the beginning of the case?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Each and every time.
I've done...
And I've noticed that replaying these things is actually not very fun.
No.
Again, maybe it goes back to the puzzle aspect of I know exactly what I'm looking for.
You also can't fast forward through a lot of the conversation.
No, you can't.
That, if they would have had
that, actually
select ones you can, but a lot of
certain
can't.
Animation. Yeah.
Well, if it's within an actual interrogation,
yes,
they don't let you do it.
Right. I walk up like your first person that you interrogate in this case gives a very long opening statement before you even ask your questions. There's a long cut scene of the two people being introduced. And you can't skip through that. You have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. I've gone back and actually replayed cases just to get the 5-star. Like, I'd miss out on conversations, or I wouldn't, you know, I'd try, you know, one aspect of it and I'd fail it. You know, I'd get the X instead of the check mark, and I'm like, ah, crap.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that for next time.
I've done that as well.
And then, like, after I beat the case, you know, like, one case I got, like, 2 stars on. In fact, the last case that I just did, the Golden Butterfly, I got 2 stars the first run through. And I'm like, oh, that's not good enough. So I went through and I replayed it. And I'm like, all right, let's try this, let's do that. And, you know, and I'll do it until I get a 5-star rating. And I noticed that it is...
I just wish it was better about, could I please skip the fucking introduction? And could I go back to could I go back to the first point of investigation?
Right.
Yeah, because I don't need to see the murder scene again. I don't need to see, like, you know, them in the police center, or, you know, talking about the case. Just start off where you first get control.
And then... I have replayed a couple of things because I don't know if anybody else has had this problem. It took me a long time to figure out what the game wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, we had
because... Well, it goes back to your argument of Mass Effect.
Right.
The choices... Are your choices are truth, doubt, lie?
Yeah.
Truth,
good, bad, or
is extremely specific.
Yeah.
In what it is, doubt and lie.
I think even the description of doubt,
truth.
Those all the same thing. It's a simple thing. Well, it's just you can tell when some. Well, in my case, I thought it was easy to tell when someone's lying, but it's like if they twitch a lot, they move. The more move, the more you tell.
Yeah, that's
but
sure. The difference. That's is, what I know. It's not truth.
You know, it's not truth. Which one do you have proof for?
That doesn't necessarily mean I know it's a lie or a doubt. That just means I know it's not truth.
Well, it's just which
and,
one you
and
have
then
proof for.
Sometimes, like, I'll focus in on a thing they said. I'm like, well, I have this piece of evidence that seems to contradict that thing they said.
But that's not what the game was looking
for. No. It was wanting me to contradict some other thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
or
ah,
just in general.
Or
they're holding something back in general, and you don't have.
Or some aspect of what they say is fully truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe she was weird about this because she really doesn't know. Or maybe this guy looked this way because he's like... Like, it took me a while to figure out what the game wanted.
Yeah.
After a while, I realized, okay, well, I can look up from my book and I can see what their default set of animations are. And that's what they want me doing. Like, prior to an investigation, you look at their default facial expressions. And look at that, look at how they act, and then... Maybe try to figure out from there, but even then, it's
kind of one of the guys I was interrogating. His default was just kind of looking around like that.
It could have been that as well.
You know, like one of the guys I was interrogating. His default kind of does look around,
a little twitchy.
And, a little twitchy because he's a nervous character to begin with.
Did you look at it before you started asking questions?
I think it was in the last one. It was the
because I noticed when I look up. I look up, they still have that same shifty eyes or nervous twitch or something going on, but when you don't say anything at the beginning, if you look up before you even start asking questions, they'll have that default look that you were talking about.
There's a guy we were talking about in the car, the one that we, you know, took down. Mm-hmm.
But that has to be done, that's specifically per question, though, right?
Per question, yeah.
Look, I think it's per character, too.
Okay, like,
I think,
all right.
You know, this character's just shady for me.
I'm, all right, but here's a good example, and I'm really not very far, like, at all. Yeah. Well, I've already gotten past this, but...
And you've either already seen it, or will be playing it soon, Jeremy.
The first thing you get as a detective when you come across the car is full of blood.
And this is in the traffic case.
The very first case
first
you get
traffic
is...
Case, yeah.
Yeah, after... Yeah, okay.
And there's the guy there, he goes, he's works for the railroad, he drives a car, blah, blah, blah. And he's talking to me about shit, and he's like, whatever, you know, and I'm like, what did it look like when you got here? What are you doing here? All this other stuff. And he says it, and then he looks like he stops after his statement and looks at you fucking like a statue.
Yeah.
Stone face.
No movement.
Nothing. And I'm like, okay, truth? Good. And then on the third one or the fourth one, whichever one you talk about, the wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gets
me
all
too.
Kind of like twitchy.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
The difference there was dramatic as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he's telling the truth, he didn't make any movements at all. When he's shifty, he is clearly shifty. But the next phase of that, when I go talk to the wife, was much, much, much more subtle.
Yes.
And it gets progressively more subtle as time goes by.
And again, that's okay, but how much of it is what I'm reading,
mm-hmm.
and how much of it is what you want me to see? The first practice interview when you're still a patrolman and you're on the case and you're talking to the Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And
that actual thing I didn't like. Mm-hmm. Because they jump from, we've got an ID based on the woman, to, you've got problems with this guy because he hated you because you're Jew. Like, I didn't understand it. I was like, but I've got all this other really great stuff. Like, the gun, and the guy who says, this gun, a really rare gun.
That actually made a lot more sense in Becky's playthrough of that.
Oh, yeah?
Because she didn't... She accused the girl of, like... She used, what was it, the middle option.
Doubt.
She used doubt, like, right off the bat. And, like, she got all pissed off and clammed up. So we didn't get anything out of her.
You didn't get an idea?
No. So then we had to go to the gun store. And the gun store was like, yeah, this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's this guy's gun.
Right.
So, like, you know, you go and same thing happens after that. He runs, you tackle him or whatever. And then you go through the line of questioning. And so it's like, blah, blah, blah. Well, this guy says you just came in to, like, get this gun cleaned and blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. he's like, yeah, it's amazing what the... And I forget what racial word he uses.
He's got a wonderful vocabulary, right?
Yeah.
He does.
It's amazing what they can remember when it's convenient or something like that. And so then it opens up the racial thing. It's like, well, he used this word.
Right.
So clearly there's, like, some racial tension thing going on.
So it
was a much more natural progression there than when I went and played through it and got the positive ID out of it.
Interesting, because... The gun is hard evidence.
Yeah.
Or much more hard evidence. And so I would rather have just run to the gun without any of... Fine, establish motive.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. But the fact that I went from positive ID to motive to solution, I was like, but what about the goddamned gun? I have the gun. I'm much more comfortable relying on that.
Yeah.
And I have a second ID that attaches you to the gun. Like,
I mean, I understand you're trying to get them to confess to it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I've got enough evidence to really be as good as, like, an emotionally charged confession, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. But even then, he didn't even really confess to it.
He didn't.
Mm-hmm. He just got even angrier.
It surprised me when I walked out and the dude's like, way to go! And I was like, hey, he didn't really say anything.
Yeah, again, that played out differently in Becky's playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
His confessing to the act was more blatant.
That's very interesting. Which is kind of fun because it makes for good comparison playthrough.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But
and I'm glad we're all doing this then.
I also noticed because I look on my stats on the social club, and if you look at the cases, it'll like tell you like the person and the questions asked and whether or not you got it right or wrong. And even like I've gone through and I've like gotten all the right answers. But still, there'll be one question I never got the chance to ask.
Ah, interesting.
And I'm like, well, how do I get... I don't even know what I need to do to get that question. Do I have to fail this other question in order to bring that as an option?
Right.
Yeah, there's
some...
Because
I found all the evidence, but...
There's a lot of times where you... the pattern, the order that you do, things like you got to go to this place, interrogate this person, then go back here. There's a lot of cases where you get called from... In the middle of an investigation, you got to go back to the police station. The morgue, or the chief wants to talk to you, something like that. And you do something else, and you try to go back to the same place again to get some more information out of the person. They're either gone or something like that, or something's been missed already. So, because there was a case where I was wanting to ask a certain question, I couldn't do it. And there was no way I could get it because I couldn't get to him a second time because I got called to the station. And I did something at the station that I was going to do after I talked to the guy. But since I was at the station, I figured I may as well do it while I'm here. Did that. Wanted to go back to the place where he was at. He was already gone. Now he wasn't even...
Yeah, it eliminated that option because you could have gone... Yeah, I know.
So because of that, in the end, I realized, okay, I missed something here.
There was a case... Yeah. It's actually the case that you're working on where, you know, I had already... everything that needed to happen had happened.
Okay.
But at the end of the case, it's like, good job, except you forgot to do this.
Yeah.
We
deduct a star from that, but you forgot to do this. You should have gone and done that.
Yeah. I had one of those also where it said if you go back to this one place, you'll find out, you know, some more stuff.
And so I replayed it because I got four.
Isn't
stars.
It fun talking about a game that's filled with just spoilers?
Yeah, I know. I did. I went back.
I went to this
thing.
One place and did that thing, but I forgot to do that one thing that I was supposed to do, so I had to go back.
Because
to the
place. It told me in the hints at the bottom, it says if you go back, you could find out more information. So I'm like, all right, I replayed it to get my fifth star, and I went back and nothing.
Like I can't even tell you.
It didn't even show up.
Or I can't tell you, but I can't even say the sex of the people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't say I went to talk to her. Or I went to talk to him. I have to leave that out when we're talking
it's,
about this.
It's
I have
play
to
the
say,
pronoun game with this.
Yeah, really, that person or
this
person.
Individual.
It's real because it's really tough.
Yeah, but yeah, I went back to the place and I was trying to find the information, and it wasn't there. It didn't lead to any extra options for talking to people or discovering anything new. And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Wow.
So I went ahead and played it how I played it normally.
Yeah.
And I found out I did get the fifth star, and I think when I played through the first time, I was like running over some lampshades and crashing into cars and just not being careful, and it like deducted a lot of money. And I think that might also have an effect on how many stars you get, how
it
much hits money.
Stuff hurts. I'll tell you that.
So
right now.
I was more careful about it. I didn't run into stuff. I didn't plow through cars and traffic, and I got five
when
stars.
I start playing the game, I will obey traffic laws until a street crime comes
out. Oh my god, turn
the sirens and go. However, a good ways into that, and I'm just like, fuck this. I am not sitting here waiting on these two cars in front of me who are taking. I'm in this traffic.
Like, I'll be like Montgomery police officer.
Well,
I'll turn on my lights just to go through a stop sign and turn it off again.
You just have your partner drive.
You can do that, but I miss the street crimes.
Yeah.
I was telling James that.
Like I say, you can do the.
I know I can go back. I know I can go back and do the streets thing, but it's a nice break.
Yeah,
I was telling James that the driving and like turning the siren on all the time just to get people out of your way reminds me of playing the original Police Quest. There were like all these fucking rules in the instruction manual, like that you were supposed to follow all these like different police procedures. And if you didn't have the manual, which I didn't have the manual. You just fail shit constantly because you didn't know what you were supposed to be doing. Like if you didn't take a walk around your car before you drove, like you'd have a flat tire and it'd be game over.
Oh my god.
You have to do like a gear check. And then like get out and drive, and like if you ran a red light, it's like, oh, you broke the laws, cop, and game over. So like
I broke
the laws. There's an old Sierra game. They love to do the game over screen.
So I finally got a hold of like a copy of the manual. Like read and like this. I read that you're supposed to like, if you've got an official thing to be on, but it's not an emergency, you're supposed to like hit F whatever to make your car go faster, but you still have to obey all the traffic laws and stop and stuff.
Damn it.
But if it's a real emergency, you can turn the lights on and just go through the intersections. And the game, I was miserable playing it until I realized the game doesn't actually care if there's a real emergency or not. You can just turn the lights on and go through everything and people get out of your way. So once I figured that out, the game was a lot of fun. So, like, yeah, playing L.A. Noire, and, like, as soon as I, like, got in the car, like, my police quest instinct kicked in. I was like, siren on, everybody out of the way.
Yeah.
Don't care that there's nothing going on to warrant turning the siren on. Siren's
on. Does the game
on.
Care about that? The game made no comment about that.
The only thing that matters is if you do city street damage to other cars, your car, or if you hit pedestrians.
The big no-no is hitting people.
Oh, God, don't
siren,
hit people.
Siren, whether your siren's on or not.
Yeah,
hit
no
somebody,
reason.
That's...
Don't hit people.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I was telling,
did hit my partner.
Oh, really?
I ran him over really bad when I was backing out of something. He eventually, he didn't die, and he didn't turn on me, but when I drove off to whatever I had to go do because I was like, oh,
you hit your partner and left him behind.
I left him behind. I had to do whatever I had to do.
What an asshole.
Yeah, I know. So I pull into this parking lot or whatever.
Was this
and,
traffic
and,
partner?
Yes. Yeah.
He was actually a nice guy.
Anyway, siren comes on. The siren comes on down the street. I hear it and I'm like, I wonder if this is the game, like punishing me and coming to get me. No, it was just him being dropped off so he could get into my car. But he got in. He's like, you do that again, I'm busting your chops.
Anybody playing in black and white?
I did. I played a case in black and white.
Yeah, I did it for about a minute, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, I turned the feature on, looked at it, and didn't even move around the scene. I just turned the feature on, went back to the screen, looked at it, and said,
Nope.
It was Fallen Idol case.
I got enough of that through the flashbacks after you got a case done.
Yeah.
I got enough of that already.
Yeah, really.
I did the.
Fallen, I like that it's there. It's a neat little. A neat little thing.
It's nice.
I did Fallen Idol, and you know, there's a part of it where you know you're falling.
Careful.
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah, you're doing something, and just and having it in black and white is just kind of like wow. That kind of makes it more tough because you're looking for something and everything looks the same.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah. Yeah, so I don't do the black and white thing. I damn sure do the clues for the music or the or whatever.
Yeah, the vibration.
And there's no fucking way that I'm doing that. Otherwise, it just becomes me taking a step and smashing the button.
Yeah. Well, everywhere. Like every other adventure game
exactly.
in history.
Now, all that shit aside, what do you think?
Super fun. I can't figure out if people are going to be trying to copy this, or whether this is the only thing even remotely like this that we will ever see.
Kind of reminds you of Heavy Rain a little bit.
No. this is a good game.
No. But in the sense that is...
That they're both adventure games?
They're both adventure games, but...
They're very different. They're very much aggressively unlike the other
the
things.
The focus is different, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
But in the sense of, will this change anything?
I here's the thing, man. The technique they're using for facial capture is imperfect.
Mm-hmm. It works on some of them, but it works great on some of them.
Yeah, a little bit creepifying.
I love my corner. My corner's like awesome with his facial stuff.
But it does get the point across, and I'm like, this is pretty fantastic. You can do things here that aren't just bluster. You actually can tell me, look at this dude, tell me if you think he's lying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's a lot of fun. It's really, really interesting. I don't need to be able to pull my gun and just blow anybody away at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
It's super effective at breaking from the pack and trying something different. And I forget sometimes how badly I need a game to just kind of do that.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of ugly. Doesn't run very well, in my opinion. It's a little choppy and nasty in places. I'm playing on 360.
I was going to say, I haven't noticed the problems on the PS3.
Haven't noticed any overheating?
Well, shut up, dude. the problem could also be that I spend an enormous amount of time on my PC.
Yeah.
And anything that is not...
Your PC?
60 plus frames per second with absolutely every form of post-processing turned on is fucking pants. And that could be it, you know? But whatever. When we're done here, wrapping up, which, by the way, we should, I'd like to see it running on your system.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, it's a thing. I'm super excited about playing it for the next couple of weeks. I'm glad that it's a little bit of a springboard for me to jump onto on the toy box in preparation for the next thing that we'll be playing next month.
Yep. Infamous.
Infamous.
So, we have two emails. And we'll blow through these real
quick. So the guys can break.
Right. This one
to our new concise format.
This one comes from David, who's in Alaska.
Alaska.
That's radio getting in there. The subject is GameStop. Your comments last episode about GameStop, and what episode that was, we have no idea. Not selling mature games to children reminded me of a story I heard from a friend. A young man, probably 12 or 13, tried to buy GTA 3, and the clerk refused to sell it to him. A few minutes later, a very angry older woman came in, demanding to know why her grandson was not allowed to buy his video game. The clerk explained it was rated mature and he was not old enough. The woman demanded to see the manager, my friend. She explained to the grandmother that the game was rated M, etc., etc., etc. After a few moments of arguing, my friend explained, it's rated mature because you can beat someone to death with a giant purple sex toy. The grandmother turned on her grandson with a look of horror and dragged him out of the store. Thanks for the shows, and make RJ talk some more. He has some great comments, but spends most of the show in the virtual shadows. I hope everyone survived the recent tornadoes and is doing well. Best regards, David.
All right. It's because he's writing so much.
That's true. He is our secretary.
It's because he's a ninja. He enjoys the shadows.
Oh.
Black ninjas. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Um, Theonar writes into us and says, "Hey guys, I saw you were recording, and so I thought I'd shoot you an email." He sent this one just 30 minutes ago. "I'm curious what you think about the Source Engine. Playing through Portal 2 recently, I found parts of the game very impressive visually. The test chambers and scripted cinematic physics events look great, but in the more mundane industrial areas, I thought the engine really started to show its age. There were lots of spots with completely flat and square geometry, which made me remember that Valve is still using a version of Hammer for their level design. Hammer is a souped-up version of Worldcraft, which was an editor for Quake 1. You could, at least as of a few years ago, make levels for the original Quake in Hammer. The whole development pipeline is ancient compared to the real-time editing tools a lot of modern engines have. I know Valve don't want to make a new engine from scratch, but I feel like they're stretching the limits on how much stuff they can bolt on without it becoming Quake with a Doom 3 renderer." That did happen, by the way. "As always, thanks for the show, and don't take too long to post it. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on The Witcher 2. You're going to be waiting on that one.
I'm going to try as quickly as possible. I love the Source Engine.
Yeah.
I don't like the relentless pursuit of new technology because it takes us too long to learn where
everything is,
where every blade and corkscrew and everything is. And
I think it's neat to see how they could, you know, stretch something so old and make it. You know, if you look at the original stuff that when they first use it up till now, it doesn't look the same.
I think it's extremely usable. I think that a tool set that's easier to use is a tool set is better than a tool set that is likely to produce a beautiful, air quotes, environment. I'm actually okay with it. I know what you're saying, and in a lot of respects you're actually quite right, but I'm fine with it. I wish more people had used it.
It's not broke by any means, so...
No. And it's never really been... What I would not give for any number of the games that have wound up using the Unreal Engine over the past several years to have used Source instead. I'm actually a fan. And I think that after a certain point, I'm not as hungry for innovation in a game engine anymore. You know, I think you can do an awful lot of what you need to do with that technology.
So they have the engine down, now focus on things that matter.
Right. And I think that Portal 2 is pretty astonishing in a lot of respects. If that represented as good a game as you could possibly make with it, wouldn't that be okay for a lot of things? For a lot of things. Not for everything, but for a lot of things.
Considering how old, I mean, when did the Source Engine first come out?
Oh, 2004?
So,
is that right?
I was thinking 2003.
Quick, so it's to the internet.
It's coming up on 10 years, basically.
Ish.
You know, they've been able to get a lot of leg out of it. You know, they've gotten their miles, definitely, out of it.
It's sturdy.
Yeah.
That's all that I really feel like saying about it.
More right. It's probably 2004.
June 2004.
Okay.
With Counter-Strike.
It kind of reminds me of the Scum Engine. You know, if you compare Maniac Mansion to the last Scum game, Crystal Monkey Island, there's a huge graphical difference, but it's using the same... engine.
Sure.
And, you know, it's like that. They could keep on using it, and you do get better product, but, I mean, it's not broken.
No, it just...
By any means.
I don't personally... It's... As an example, I can tell the difference between DirectX 9 and DirectX 11 engines. Fine. Ambient occlusion. Hooray. But I don't mind that much. I think most of where we're operating now is in that last 10%. That's totally an arbitrary bullshit thing, but I think playing a DirectX 9 game in Source is still pretty good if the game is good, and I don't actually wind up minding too much because my frames are high, the engine is sturdy, it's obviously easy-ish to work for some people. I'm not down on it, and I've seen so much fail in the PC industry in the last few years. So many shoddy ports, so many engines that are just kind of coming apart at the seams.
Yeah.
I hate Unreal Tech. I hate it.
Yeah. Lots of, you know, frame issues and pop-in and texture load.
Yeah.
Gamebryo is, of course,
yeah,
buggy and broken as fuck.
even though it also has been around for, you know, a dog's age.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. There's nothing wrong with wanting to go to take the next step. There's certainly nothing wrong with hoping that Valve would make the next step.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be brokenhearted if they didn't. Not that they apparently choose to do any fucking thing anymore. Ever. Fuckers.
I'll say this.
They do a game, they do a sequel. They never go three.
Never
do a full three.
Yeah.
If making a new engine even further delays another Half-Life...
Fuck them, no. Don't.
Then let's wait on a new engine until they get Half-Life out.
Yeah. I just replayed both of the... You did too as well,
yeah.
Right before Portal.
We replayed
the episodes.
I actually played episode 2 for the first time.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One was pretty... looking back at it, one was actually very good.
I was going through one again. I haven't finished it, but I was going to do two.
Two is good, actually. And I played it back-to-back and realized that I didn't... One's not actually very good.
Did you carry the gnome, lawn gnome around?
He has a life, actually.
You're achievement whore, right?
No, well, this back one, that's
it's
what it was.
I just love gnomes.
There's a long gnome in
episode 2. No, man, I look at his Ellie Noir list, and I'm like, you specifically went out of your way to do that one fucking thing.
In Left 4 Dead.
I know you did.
Too. Well, yeah, they started in 2. Huh. No, that was back, because I played that when it first came out in the orange box. And
I'm just,
I actually
in
did
general,
it back then.
It's not about that, but in general, are you?
Since then, not as much, no.
Because I look at your L.A. Noir list, and I'm like, he specifically went after that achievement.
Like, I mean...
You've driven 40 cars already?
I just like looking at the different cars. I'm up to like 50-something, but yeah.
Yeah.
You have to go out of your way to do that, is what Scott's saying.
For that one, yes. I think...
But, glad you finally drug that admission out of it.
But not as much as I used to.
Because at first it was like, no, man, I just like looking at different cars.
It wasn't until Free Roam when I'm like, when I wouldn't, you know, get any kind of penalty against me for just, for being a dick, that I just went car after car and I got the 5 achievement. And that was in Free Roam. And you don't get that until you finish your traffic desk. And so... That's what I was like, specifically, especially when it got up to like 40. You've done how many headshots now?
I just normally... I just normally go... I mean, that's a good way of killing them.
You just, and you just keep looking at cars.
Oh, no, I didn't. The best way to kill them is pop up, bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
I don't even try to aim for the head
because
on the shit.
Because you're always auto... like
Center mass.
Which, I'm a little... Just to kind of go back to that as a finishing thought, I was a little disappointed that on my... couple of street crime things where I was chasing an asshole down.
You want to shoot him?
I shot him in the... No. That was the ultimate result no matter what.
Yeah.
But I shot him in the legs.
I've done that. Yeah.
And they die anyway. And I'm like, well... But
why do you even give me the option
first,
of shooting them?
Yeah, I was like, how come I couldn't shoot him in the legs and then instead of having a scene where he's being shoved into a hearse?
Yeah, the first street crime I did, I went for a bullet in the leg.
I don't think I've done a single street crime. I ain't killed the fucker at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean,
but I mean that's kind of the thing.
I put a bullet in the leg, and it's like, it ends up with him in a hearse. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, because it was like, the first one I did was where he has the guy, and so I killed him, and then I wound up restarting that whole affair, and so I did that one again, and instead of waiting until the end, I got a good bead on him as he was running away, and I was like, bop, hit him in the leg, and he sort of stumbled, but still had the gun.
Yeah.
And then started to bring it up at a civilian.
Yeah.
So I popped him in the other leg, and he dropped the... I swear, maybe my brain is making this up, but I swear he dropped the fucking gun, and then it just faded away. He didn't fall down. He was still kind of stumbly and dropped the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows him going to the back of the meat wagon. And I was like, oh, well, why do I even bother?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just going to kill every...
Stats.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought that I would arrest him or something, but instead, the ultimate result apparently is always that they're going to die, so fine. As you, like, if you ever fire a shot or have a gun, I'm just going to kill you.
Waste them.
Was it 40s justice? Or
I guess. So.
All right,
so there's the time.
There it is. We are done.
We gotta tighten it up a little bit.
This is the first show we've done this way. We appreciate you. If it was horrible listening to, with the, as far as the format and the sound quality, that sort of thing, we appreciate you chugging through it. But we are
at Scott's. We want to try to do some different stuff now. We have access to his various things here. So Psycho Boy 2 on either PSN or Xbox Live, all the normal ways, you know, and it'll be in the intro when we record that in a minute as well. But you can send us that information we could read that stuff right on the TV there.
Yeah, we can do it right on the TV. You can send us video questions if you want to. That's fine too. So,
and pictures of your junk.
Oh God, I forgot about that. Oh, shit. We'll let Matt read those.
Yes. Really, seriously, if it's a picture of your junk, just say in the subject line.
Bullet food 1138. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Fuckers.
And we're so, you know, thanks for sticking with us through the downtime.
Yeah, right.
We'll have like it. Sony. We sound like Sony now.
Yeah, we do. This isn't a phishing message, by the way. Although we do have your passwords.
If I start getting dicks in my email, I'm going to be pissed off.